T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There's another world inside of me that you may never see. There are secrets in this life that I can't hide. Somewhere in this darkness, there's a light that I can't find. Well, maybe it's too far away. Maybe I'm just blind.
Oh, it gets really good here.
So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong, hold me when I'm scared, and love me when I'm gone. Everything I am, and everything in me must be the one.
Is your artist of the day? Don't mind if we do. Making their debut, by the way, is Artist of the Day, Three Doors Down. Did you guys hear about this story of the guy from Boston who's apparently quite the marathon runner, and he travels to all these other cities to run marathons? So he's in Chicago, okay, to run the Chicago Marathon. He's on the train to go to the marathon, and a guy jumps on there with a gun on the train to rob everybody.
What is this, 1860?
Well, you would think.
It's very Jesse James-ish.
Suffice it to say, the marathon runner who's 54 years old from Boston, a black belt in karate, and a boxer, was having none of it.
You don't move! You don't move!
When Jean-Paul LaPierre saw men robbing CTA riders on their way to the Chicago Marathon,
I'm not letting you go.
He didn't sit idly by.
Get down! Get down on the ground!
Look close. That's a gun LaPierre took away from the robber in red. This all started as the train was stopped at Cumberland and riders were rushing for the doors.
He said, this doesn't seem the right way. He says, no, there's a guy on the train with a gun walking around right now robbing people. So that kind of made me mad.
He went back on the train and confronted the man entirely on his own. The confrontation caused concern among some passengers.
Please, don't make this any worse.
Okay,
please.
You give me a police officer right now.
While Pierre asked for help handling the gun.
Take the, put the safety on that gun right here.
I have no idea how to do that.
Somebody put the safety on that gun. I'm a boxer, I'll break your head in one punch.
Just a few hours later, and after finishing the marathon himself, LaPierre told our Shannon Halligan the alleged robber had friends on the train.
They started threatening me, but I just stood stern-faced, and the guy kept saying, me, it's just the gun, let me go, and I kept telling him, you're not going anywhere.
No, I don't do it!
A marathon runner who was threatened moments earlier and provided this video to WGN says she's thankful LaPierre was there. He didn't hesitate to step in at all. It was incredible to see because everyone else just sat there frozen. The 54-year-old runs a storage facility in the Boston area. He says he's used to tough guys. Golden Gloves boxing in his youth.
Black belt in karate. I have no problem breaking on that.
Armed him.
No problem breaking your neck.
For this encounter.
You know, incidents happen all over, you know.
Despite the standoff on the CTA, LaPierre says he loves Chicago.
It's one of the best cities I've ever visited.
This was his 12th Chicago Marathon, and despite taking down a robber on his way to the starting line, he says he's looking forward to coming back to Chicago and running again. Ben Bradley, WGN Investigates.
Okay, he's awesome. Stud.
Yeah. This man is Chuck Norris.
Listen to these quotes. I'm a boxer. You might have heard this in the piece. I'm a boxer. I'll break your head in one punch. And then he tells the guy right after that, I will punch you 7 times in the face
in
3 seconds.
I'm impressed.
Here's the exact quote. I kept telling him, if you move, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to hit you 7 times in 3 seconds. After that, he says, the man calmed down and waited for the police.
Which is probably a smart move.
But, like, that's a very specific threat.
7 times in three seconds.
Yeah.
Would you care to test it? That's awesome.
Well, yeah. If your threat is very specific, people will take it seriously.
Oh,
it's like,
word.
You know, if you say, I can kill a man, okay, that's one thing. If you say, I can kill a man with a pencil, now you have their attention.
Several people writing in, the audio was not in stereo. You're correct. So I beg your pardon if some of you weren't able to hear that, but it's still awesome.
You know what makes me mad? He's charged with, you know, some weapons charge, which whatever. He was quietly robbing a ton of people, like, mm-hmm. you know, from one person to the next person to the next person. They need to charge him with armed robbery for every single person he robbed. If I was a victim on that train, I wouldn't want to be lumped into one category of what happened. He robbed me, and then he robbed you, and then he went on and robbed that guy.
I just think the guy's my new hero. I think he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastically awesome.
I'll break your head in one punch.
Okay, sir.
I love the part of, I have no problem breaking your neck. I have no problem breaking your neck. Like, all right, man, we get it.
Do you want to break my neck?
Yeah, right.
Are you saying you could break my neck, sir? Did you guys hear about the cattle trailer that flipped over on I-29 this morning? This is awful. It flipped over on I-29, causing cows to run loose, and all of I-29 was shut down near I-635. Police and emergency crews responded to the scene at 1 o'clock this morning, shutting down both the north and southbound lanes while they were cleaning up the mess and corralling the cattle that got loose. 3 vehicles collided with cows.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, the cows were not okay. I'm not making light of this. I'm not trying to make a joke. There's no joke here. But thankfully, none of the drivers were hurt.
You know, one of the most heartbreaking things and just really distasteful, I guess is the word I will use, is this happened in Topeka many years ago. Gosh, probably 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. And quick correction. That was a couple days ago. Yes,
they could not figure out how to get the injured animals off the road. You know, they weigh what they weigh. It's not like you're going to just...
Hundreds of pounds.
You're not going to just pick them up. And someone made the decision. And I don't know what you do in this situation, Scott. You
pretty much have to put them down.
You have to put them down. Instead of putting them down, they brought in a front loader and tried to go that route. And this was, you know, I'm no PETA person. I like animals like everybody else, but I'll also eat a steak. But it was I will never forget that and the outrage over that, because I do feel like Will's right. When that happens, the only humane thing to do,
you got to put them down.
You don't scoop them up with a bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad no drivers were injured. That's
well, I am too.
That would be very jarring and very scary. And it was dark out, and you know, you're just driving along, and then bam.
All right, 576-7798, 576-7798. Don't forget, every Friday at 5 o'clock, we do Festivus Friday. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It'll be an honor and a privilege to get your grievance every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We'll stare at Sam Stevie. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Or cowbell.
The wind, the sun, or the rain.
Story here from Fox 4, so you know it's true.
Which, by the way, celebrating 70 years in Kansas City today.
Good
congratulations to them.
Good on them. 200 people who worked at Kansas City's Union Pacific Neff Yard are out of a job. They were given just 2 days' notice that they were no longer employed. Wow. Says Ty Dragoo, the Kansas Legislative Director for Transportation, there is a reason they call it getting railroaded. Right now, the railroads are railroading the communities. Dragoo said that this closure is all part of Precision Scheduled Railroading, or PSR, a term coined by Wall Street that really means doing more with less to increase profits for the shareholders. They were given 2 days notice that they would be out of a job.
2 days?
Quoting here from a Union Pacific spokesperson, Union Pacific continues streamlining operations, which means do more with less, as part of our Unified Plan 2020, switching operations at Neff Yard in Kansas City, Missouri, are being transferred to our 18th Street and Armadale Yards in KCK. Union Pacific will continue delivering rail cars to customers near Neff Yard. While we will reduce our workforce in the area, certain employees will have an opportunity to work at the new yards or potentially transfer to somewhere else. These changes will improve operating. Okay, whatever.
Here, go back to the 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
2 days?
They were given 2 days' notice that they would be out of a job. That is correct.
That's more notice than I got whenever I was laid off.
Well, but I want to ask everyone listening. There's a difference between being laid off and fired.
And being fired.
Fired usually is grab your things, come with me, and this nice security guard who's going to escort you out.
Yeah.
2 days?
What do you think is fair? 2 weeks?
At least.
What do you think is fair, Will?
I honestly...
You're not being fired, you're being laid off.
If you're being laid off...
I think it all depends on what the severance is. Personally, I think that's what matters. Because here's the ugly truth, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but if you... tell people that they're losing their job and then keep them on for a period, there is the potential for sabotage. And so
couldn't they do that in the 2 days?
Of course. Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I think the bigger question mark is what kind of severance package do these people get? Because I'll tell you, I've never been fired, knock on wood. I've been laid off one time, and the one time I was laid off, I got zero notice.
Huh.
So I think the bigger question here is not how much notice did these people get that they were being laid off. The bigger thing is what kind of severance are they getting? And I hope that it is appropriate.
I'm going to look this up and see from job description to job description. What is normal? And is there anything that covers this as far as your rights as a worker? And my guess is no.
Somebody writes in, Kansas and Missouri are right-to-work states. I don't believe that Missouri is a right-to-work state.
It is not.
Kansas is.
Somebody writes in, there is no severance for us.
If you want to call in and be anonymous, although I guess at this point I don't know why that matters, I just find 2 days to be jarring and unacceptable. If you are going to rip the rug out from underneath somebody, do most companies not give you more notice than that during a layoff?
I'd like to hear from some of the railroad workers.
Or in any industry where you might say this is standard. If this has happened to you, is that standard? Your last day is going to be tomorrow.
Radio.
That's no, being fired, not being laid off.
In radio, it's not your last day is tomorrow.
Bring me your headphones.
You just finished your last day.
Your last day just ended.
But in part, that is because, and I'm not
sabotage.
I'm not
you
defending.
Want to put a microphone in front of somebody.
I'm not defending the radio business.
Sure,
but the fear is that tomorrow, if for example, they would argue if I was told after the show tonight, hey Scott, we're not firing you, but you know. The show costs too much money. We're laying you off and keeping Dana. Your last day is going to be Friday. Their fear would be that on Thursday and Friday, I would drop a couple of F-bombs on the air and not dump myself.
Right.
And cost them $250,000.
Sabotage.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't do that.
Of course.
Because I would try to get a job at another radio station here in town.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to hire me if I do that. But that would be their fears that I'd be like, hey, Dana, go F yourself.
But if there's no severance, there's also no the severance for me is the incentive
to not sabotage the company.
To go quietly.
Right.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep you around for two more days, but if you behave yourself and you mind your P's and Q's, we're going to pay you for another 6 months.
Or however long it is. Yeah.
How do you like that idea?
If it is indeed 2 days' notice and no severance, that is profoundly unacceptable.
Amen.
Amen to that. 576-7798. Just released a number of new tour dates. She will be in Lawrence on November 3rd. That is a Sunday night. Melissa Etheridge, November 3rd in Lawrence.
So this is just on balancecareers.com, but I looked it up, and according to that website, the Fair Labor Standards Act, the FLSA, has no requirements that a company must give notice to an employee prior to a termination or layoff. When an employee is terminated or laid off, there are no regulations requiring employers to give advanced notice to the employee unless the employee is covered by an individual contract with their employer or a collective bargaining agreement.
Well, I'm not arguing what's legal. I'm arguing what's right.
Yeah, and I was asking about both.
Yeah. 576-7798. Aaron, line one, what up?
Hey, guys, so I'll get to that topic real quick. Have you guys seen the thing about Coffeyville and the medical debt collectors yet? You guys need to read that story.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyhow, I am a union member, and I'm not in that union. I'm a pipe fitter. But as with their industry and with ours, layoffs are common. But this is a little over the top of what's happening here. We don't get notice when there's a layoff. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. You know, if a job's winding down, yeah, hey, we're going to have layoffs. Or if it's economic downturn, hey, we're going to lay off so many guys right now, and then we plan to bring you guys back. And so there is incentive to not do bad things and with the promise of coming back. Now, where this may run afoul of the law, in Missouri, I believe they have to give so much notice. Because, like, with the brake plant that's closing in Blue Springs, they had to give notice before that. And I believe Sprint in Kansas had to give notice before they laid off all those people. There's also collective bargaining agreements. Most of these workers at this rail yard are union, except for some office personnel and maybe some security guards. And so they have a collective bargaining agreement. Union workers have a collective bargaining agreement, which is subject to rules unless that it's covered that they can just shut this rail yard down. The railroads are doing not good things, and the railroads are above the law in certain things. So it may not apply to them, and it is not right. They should be doing things to help these workers move because they are highly trained. And so part of the thing they're doing is trying to get lower wage workers in there that do not have the seniority.
So they don't have to pay out as much money.
Yes.
And so, Aaron, I did see that story, and I do know about it. And I'll talk to Scott about it off the air. But yes, so thank you.
Let's go to Grady in Kansas City. Grady, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing quite well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, Aaron was right on a few things. We do operate under a collective bargaining agreement. I've been to Union Pacific for almost 30 years. I'm a locomotive engineer. And I'm a union officer for the local union. And we do operate under a collective bargaining agreement. But the railroad's different than a lot of other jobs. We don't pay Social Security, for instance. We have our own railroad retirement. All the employees that are going to get cut off at the Neff Yard are union people. Even the office staff are union people. And they're right. About a two-day notice. We found out about it through the grapevine last Thursday afternoon and couldn't get any confirmation for a day or two. And then all of a sudden, they dropped the hammer on everybody. And like I said, I've got about 30 years in. I'm going to retire in a little over a year. They can't really hurt me too bad, but it breaks my heart for some of these young guys who've got families and kids and houses and bills sure. and stuff. You know, I mean, the railroad, and I know Ty Dragoo. I know him. I used to work with his dad years ago, you know. So, and he's not wrong. The term railroading isn't just a cute cliche. That's there's a reason that's being used.
Okay, but hang on for just a second here, Grady, because you said something that was interesting to me, and I'm as dumb as the day is long, but you said you don't pay Social Security because you have some sort of retirement plan through the railroad. How is that legal?
Well, the government, we have the railroad retirement that we pay into in lieu of Social Security. It's perfectly legal. Trust me. I had to go to jail a long time ago if it wasn't, you know. But
right. But you don't pay anything into Social Security.
No, sir.
Will
no,
you
sir.
When you retire? Hang on just a second, Grady. When you turn 65, will you receive Social Security?
No. I'll receive a railroad retirement pension.
Okay.
And I'll supplement that with whatever money I've managed to save over my career.
I see.
But you have to understand, railroaders are technically contract employees. Okay. We have a contract that is renewed every 4 to 5 years, so we're technically a contract employee.
But Dana and I have contracts, but we still pay Social Security.
Right, but you're not covered by the federal government. If the broadcasters went on, you're not union, are you?
We are.
We could be. Yeah, I'm not, but Dana is. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, sorry for you, Scott. Cool, Dana.
I'm in management. I'm not allowed to be in the union.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I won't hold that against you either. But the thing about it is, you pay Social Security, your union has its own systems of checks and balances, the way it handles things. The railroad's different. The railroad's governed by the federal government. If you guys ended up going on strike, like the auto workers, for instance, you could be out for quite some time because you're not a matter of national security. Okay, the railroad is a matter of national security. The last time we went on strike, it lasted about 14 hours. And the President of the United States puts us back to work.
Like air traffic controllers?
Yeah.
Sort of, sort of. Fairly the same. Yeah, I mean, if you the things that I'm subjected to in my life, you know, drinking, I don't drink. Drugs, I don't do drugs. Your diet. I mean, I'm subject to random drug testing at any given time. I can go to work tomorrow and walk in, and the little guy's there with his little plastic cup and his little breathalyzer machine. I got blow in a machine and pee in a cup. And that's just, hey, guess what? Before you start, you get to do this, you know. I knew that going in. It wasn't like, well, I'm not going to do that. I wanted the job. I knew it was a good job, you know. But, yeah, there's so many things that the general public doesn't understand about what we do. I worked the road for a number of years. In other words, instead of working in the yard, I got on a train and took it from point A to point B and went to a motel there and got my rest and brought a train back to Kansas City. Okay. In that situation, or some of the jobs in the yard for that matter, you're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you have to be to work 2 hours after the telephone rings.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call, Grady. It was good to talk to you, buddy. Marcy in KCK. Marcy, hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
Doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Hi, Dana. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
This has actually happened to me twice. I don't know if you guys remember Logan's Roadhouse, the steakhouse. There was one in the Legends, and I worked there for about a year, and was kind of a rumor. Everybody was kind of talking about it. So we went in on that Thursday, and they told us they were closing it. We actually did get a little bit of severance for that, but we also we also were able to transfer to another one that was in Independence.
Well, I did that, and then I worked there for another 2 years, and then in 2017, 2 days after my birthday, I went in, and they were taking the sign down and everything. Aww. We were closing this store, too.
Like that on time, the day, did, on that day, Marcy?
On that day. It was a Thursday. I'll never forget it. And, I mean, the saddest part to me was watching them pour out all the Jack Daniels and stuff.
Oh. It was... Well, I guess you can't keep it.
I thought maybe I'd be able to sneak a bottle or something. You know, it didn't happen. It was just so sad to watch them just pour it. I mean, they were pouring out Woodbridge, I think that's what it's called. It's like a really expensive scotch. I was a bartender, so it was just pouring out all this alcohol. I'm like, I'm dying, you guys, please. But yeah, it was.
Marcy, thanks for the call. We're sorry that happened to you. Go to Jackie really quick and ask if Jackie can hang on, right. Sam. I really want to talk to Jackie. I don't know if it's male
Jackie,
or female.
Jackie, can you hang on for a second?
Yes, please hang on.
All right, we got to pay some bills. Hang on just a second. 576-7798. Will Starrett, Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time.
Let's get back to Jackie in Raytown.
Jackie, thank you for hanging on. From what we're hearing and reading, you do not have to give adequate notice in most circumstances to terminate or lay someone off. Is that correct?
That is correct. The one thing I really wanted to say is majority of employees, when they're being terminated, it shouldn't be a surprise. There should have already been counselings and, you know, plan of actions done to try to fix the, if it's a performance issue, to fix those issues. Behavioral issues and misconduct issues, those are terminated without, I mean, those are automatically a termination. But for the most part, if it's it all depends on what that person's being terminated for.
Now, you're in HR, is that correct?
That is correct.
How many firings have you had to sit through?
Oh, Jesus. If you give me Celine Dion tickets, I'll tell you.
We don't have them yet. We don't have them yet. But when we do, call back and I'll make sure you get some.
A lot. I've had to fire single moms with six kids before, and then I ran in my office and cried. So I've had to fire a lot. My friends, I mean, it's HR is not for the weak-hearted, that's for sure.
Hey, Jackie, what would be an example where you would give someone adequate notice, especially with a layoff? Can you think of an example where companies will say you have until the end of the month, or does that just not happen?
I've done that in the past. So let's... I work in healthcare. Let's say a supervisor or a director, a salaried employee, those are key employees. Their performance isn't just cutting it. Then we would say, hey, you know, this is happening. You know, we need someone that can, you know, fill the shoes. We're going to give 30 days in this. It depends on the position, but more than it's going to be key employees who are harder to fill, those big positions, CFOs, you know, directors. Yeah. Those are the ones that we give notice to, but it's not really for them. It's for us to find replacements.
Does firing people ever get easier?
It does get easier. Now I'm kind of a badass with it, but before I wasn't. It killed me. My CEO had to teach me how to not get my feelings involved, and it also has to do with you can't get personal with any of your staff, no matter how much of a friend they are or you want to be their friend. You can't get personal.
Have you ever fired somebody where you're like, I can't wait till 5 o'clock?
I'm actually doing that on Friday, so.
Oh, wait! I don't want to get too personal, and I know you got to keep your anonymity here. So you're dropping somebody on Friday that you're actually glad they're leaving the business.
It's actually since you don't know where I'm at, and nobody that I work with probably listens to you. I'm not.
Hey, simmer down there, Catwoman.
Down, wow, moderate fan.
No, I'm just they don't. They're millennials. They're younger generations. They don't listen.
They're not old like Scott.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. You'd be surprised, Jackie. I'm sure you're informing the entire staff.
Right. So I'm actually not terming her, but I am. You guys want to talk about the nitty gritty of HR?
Terming is HR speak for terminate?
Yeah.
That's
your
slang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, terming. Yeah.
We call that dropping the ball around here.
I will use that next time my CEO asks if I'm getting rid of someone. I'll say I'm dropping the ball. Okay. I have an employee who for a long time refuses to come in on time. And this employee has even came to me and said, you know, I just can't make it in on time. Okay, well, you know why? You know, you could lose your job for that. And they just don't care. And I know, because I've done this forever, that this person is wanting to get fired so they can file unemployment. So because I know this, I am able to change your shift and your hours worked anytime I want. That's in my policy. So I will be sitting down with her and her supervisor, and I will be moving her to PRN.
All right. Hey, let me stop you there, Jackie, only because we're short on time.
And you're getting super specific.
And I don't want to get you in trouble. And I want to get to Brian in Gardner real quick.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I think we're doing better than you are, but go ahead.
Yes, sir, you are. I went into work at 2:30 for my 3 o'clock shift, as I normally do, and was handed my walking papers.
From whom?
From the Union Pacific Railroad.
Oh, brother.
I hired with the Union Pacific in September of 1999, and I hired in Parsons, Kansas, down the southeast corner, and worked 10 years and got furloughed and pulled my kids out of school and my wife out of her job. We relocated to Gardner so that I could work in Kansas City, and here it is almost 10 years to the day, and got laid off again.
Brother, I'm so sorry,
man. So sorry.
So, it's, and people don't understand, it's a lifestyle. The railroad isn't just a job that you go to. You know, your family sacrifices, your quality time sacrifices, your body sacrifices. I'm 49 years old. I've had rotator cuff surgery. I've had a knee replacement. You know, it's not your normal 9-to-5. You know, there's no 9-to-5 to it. It's just, it's a complete lifestyle. And yeah, I'm a union employee, but we didn't get... The rumor mill started, you know, a few weeks ago. They had laid a few people off earlier in the year, and the rumor mill started that they was going to have some cuts, but nobody would confirm when or how many or anything like that. And so when I got to work today, was when I got my official notice.
Well, Brian,
and I'm on my way home right now.
Brian, let me say something very quickly, and we went a little bit late on this segment, and we got to get to the break. A lot of times on this show, I get to put together a little prayer list, and I promise you that you and your family are at the top tonight. And may God bless you, and may God bless your family, and I appreciate your honesty and your willingness to come on this show. And may God bless you always. I mean that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.